We are very lucky to be joined in the studio now with Joe Terra.
Hello.
How's it going, Joe?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Brilliant. So we're pretty excited about your new release, new single, which is Good One. And this song, and I guess you as an artist, have kind of been defined, or undefined, I should say, by not having a genre. Where do you get your influences from then?
I don't know. Like, I listen to a lot of music, and I guess a lot of influence comes from, like, just playing music with friends and, yeah, just... you're just seeing what comes out at the time. It's it's usually all about what's going on at the time, like what comes out.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you have an element of kind of spontaneity in your music then?
Yeah, I guess so. Like the my genres that I've released so far haven't gone like super out of the box, but it's like there seems to be a lot of variety. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool that it's been kind of a authentic decision, that it's evolved naturally opposed to a conscious decision to, I don't know, make something off the books.
Yeah, it's nice.
So you've got an album coming out later this month. It's your third full-length album, and it's called Stinky Soul, which I love. What in particular inspired that name?
I was just feeling a bit gross at the time and made a heap of stinky rock songs and that seemed like a fitting name at the time.
What makes a rock song stinky? throwing you under the bus with that one.
The way that you smell.
All right, that's fair.
And how has your sound evolved since your first album? Because I think the Good One, that sounds fairly different from your 2018 album, An Urgent Release.
Yeah, yeah, it is a bit different. I just felt like playing some rock and roll.
Why not?
Absolutely, and I mean, if you've got the smells to inspire you, by all means.
I was feeling fragrant.
So you're in a few other projects as well, such as the Stained Daisies. What makes Joe Terra unique?
Just that those are all collaborative projects where I write with other friends, and Joe Terra, I write and, at this point, record everything myself.
Do you prefer one or the other, like collaborating or working?
Not at all. Like, to be fair, I probably enjoy collaborating more, but this seems like something that I should still do.
So when you write a song, and I guess it's in more its origin stage, how do you decide if you want to bring it to a band or just keep it to yourself?
Well, like with Joe Terra, I do have a live band anyway. Mm-hmm. So, I've still got a bunch of friends that, are happy to play the songs with me, which is nice.
Yeah.
What's the, Joe Terra live experience like?
Stinky.
and unpredictable in a way.
Ooh, I like that.
You're going to play a song for us, which is very exciting, a track called Where Are You Now? Could you tell us a little bit about that song?
Yeah, sure. It's a song that I wrote in December, and it was basically just like a subconscious brain spill, a lot of bollocks, really, but with also sort of like a reflection of my thoughts and personality amidst some of the lines. But
all right,
yeah.
Shall we let the song do the talking?
Sure. Yeah.
Whenever you're ready.
Mm-hmm. spent all night long wondering if my life is a setup. State your business, please, once you feel it. I can't swim anymore, 'cause the water is cold in the summer. And I can't paint anymore, 'cause the oil dried in its tube. Where are you now? Maybe it's the friend I have living somewhere in far estrange. Or maybe I'm sick of maybes in my songs. But that's just a game. You can be my guest if you wait there a second.
Thank you. Goosebumps in the studio. That was fantastic.
If you tuned in during that, that was Joe Terra playing a track from a track called Where Are You Now, which will be on the upcoming album, is that right?
Yeah, it'll be on Stinky Soul.
Which is out 16th of May?
Yep.
That's very soon.
Yeah, it is quite soon. It's sprung on me, that's for sure.
It always works out like that. Well, thank you so much for joining us.